We have a health update on Madonna. Good morning, Dean.
Yeah, she was hospitalized last weekend. They only announced yesterday that she was actually so sick with a bacterial infection that she was not only hospitalized but put into intensive care for several days. She's out of intensive care. She's back home. Several people have been commenting, talking to the press, including her friend Debbie Mazar, who said that she was in touch with her and that her health is improving. She's still under medical care, and that doctors are saying that she's going to get a full recovery. All of her kids also have stopped at her apartment in New York City. After she was released and going home, her son Rocco now is 22 years old, and he was spotted going into his mom's house. Younger son David also seen outside of the apartment, and you know, people are saying that she's doing much better. So, wish her the best.
Good news there. Well, this is bad news. Another singer hit by something a fan threw at a concert.
All right, this is crazy. This has to stop. I mean, I know our WGN listeners are not doing this, although they do get pretty crazy when we do that Tree Time broadcast every year. We've never had anyone throw anything at me, at least
not
at
yet.
At least not yet. Yeah. Now that I've made the suggestion, I suspect that it's going to be even crazier this year.
Yeah, wear a football helmet out there this year.
Exactly right. But this time, now this is, I would say, in the period of like maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, four different performers have been hit with projectiles thrown at the stage by insane audience members. This time it was Kelsea Ballerini.
No!
The country superstar. She was doing a show in Boise, Idaho, and somebody in the audience threw a bracelet up at the stage. It hit her in the eye.
Oh, no. I want the name of that person. I'm going to take care of that personally.
Seriously, there needs to be some kind of severe consequence for this. This is something which is getting out of control. Fortunately, she said in an Instagram post afterwards that she was fine, that she was more scared than hurt. She gets hit in the face. The video's on YouTube. You can easily see it. She gets hit in the face. Some of her band members come by her side. They're checking things out, but she does walk off the stage at that point. She said just to calm down because she was rattled quite a bit, and also to make sure that everybody else in the band was okay. Shortly after that, she came back on the stage and finished the show. But this happened to Pink earlier this week. This happened to the singers BB Rexha and Ava Max. Seriously, secure.
What is going on out there?
I don't know how you control it. I mean, people just do crazy things at concerts. I mean, you could put more security out there, but who knows? Somebody's going to pull something out of their pocket and toss it on the stage.
Harsher penalties, for one. This has gone too far now when Kelsea Ballerini gets hit.
Death penalty, really. Death penalty.
I'm all for that. Yeah. The strange case of the Kevin Costner divorce continues. What's the latest?
Yeah, this is another one that's just keeps getting weirder and weirder by the day. Kevin Costner is separated from his wife now. I don't think the divorce is completely official. They're kind of negotiating all of that right now. His estranged wife, Christine, has said that she needs something like $250,000 a month for child support so the kids can continue to live at the level, you know, for which they have gotten used to. Kevin Costner is saying that that amount, although she didn't reveal it, Kevin Costner says that it also includes her cosmetic surgery procedures, and he doesn't want to pay for that. So
that's a little pricey.
That's a lot of cosmetic surgery for $250,000.
Wow.
So that's the latest. There's that, and that $250,000 doesn't include school expenses, sporting events, you know, things like that. I don't know how she broke it down, but according to Kevin Costner, the plastic surgery expenses totaled $188,000.
She need that much work, really? I mean, come on.
Seems to be an attractive woman. I don't know. Maybe that's all at the hands of a doctor. I don't know.
Dean's list of things to do for the weekend coming up. A lot of things to do this weekend. What's tops of your list?
Well, you know, just music-wise, you know, oh, yeah, there's a NASCAR race.
I heard about that.
That's going to be going on. We're having our own NASCAR race here at WGN TV this morning, by the way.
I saw a little bit of that on one of the TV monitors here. You're on the 2501 West Bradley Place track.
Right, exactly correct. I was on a go-kart. That honestly, I could have walked faster than this go-kart.
Well, we need to be safe with you.
Was
you
know. Going, I guess. But the big race, all the that's going on with that. But related to that is the Independence Day inaugural Chicago Street Race Music Festival. It's going to be going on in Grant Park through Sunday. In addition to everything else, Miranda Lambert, the Chainsmokers, the Black Crows are headlining through the weekend out in Tinley Park. Concert-wise, we've got the Queen of Country, Shania Twain, at the Credit Union One Amphitheater going on there. Santana, Carlos Santana, at Ravinia in Highland Park today and tomorrow. The a cappella superstar Straight No Chaser will be performing there on Sunday. But their opening act, interestingly, is the group Ambrosia, who had, you know, so many hits back in the 70s and 80s. So Sunday's going to be a big night at Ravinia as well. Erykah Badu is at the United Center tomorrow. Tonight, the Queen of Smooth, Anita Baker, is playing the United Center. Cypress Hill is at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary, Indiana on Sunday. Bryan Adams at the Allstate Arena on Saturday. And Ace Frehley, remember him from the group Kiss?
Yeah.
He's the one with all the makeup on. Oh, wait, they all had makeup on. He's going to be doing a show at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. And I also wanted to mention event which begins tonight and will go all through the holiday weekend out at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn, the 40th Annual American Music Festival. This is one of the longest-running music festivals in America. They have 60 acts on three different stages running through the holiday weekend. Lucinda Williams will kick it all off tonight. And it's just a celebration of all forms of Made in America music. It's always really cool. You can get more info on that at FitzgeraldsNightclub.com. There's Personality, the Lloyd Price musical, that's at the Restored Studebaker Theater that'll be going on all summer long. We've got the African Caribbean International Festival of Life in Washington Park all weekend long. Frontier Days out in Arlington Heights all weekend long. And good luck not finding fireworks or parades around the Chicago area. I especially am talking to the punks who live in my neighborhood who have already started their fireworks displays for the past couple of weeks. All the dogs in the neighborhood absolutely love it.
Punks, that reminds me. Get out my punks and snakes
punks
for the weekend.
And snakes, who doesn't love those?
Is the new Indiana Jones movie worth seeing?
I think it's so fun. I really enjoyed it. It's called Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, and Harrison Ford is just great in it. You know, a lot of these movies, when they get to their fifth sequel, the stars are phoning it in. The storylines are thin. That's not the case with this. It's a good storyline of trying to keep this ancient device, which Indiana Jones has found, out of the hands of some Hitler-loving Nazis who want to change the course of history. He is both assisted and held back by his goddaughter, who's played by Phoebe Waller-Bridge in the movie. They're both great. So the storyline is great, but all the humor is there. All the thrills are there. The car chases, the stunts. The first, I want to say maybe 10, 15 minutes of this movie, they de-aged Harrison Ford, you know, digitally, how they do that.
Uh-huh.
And it looks pretty good. Uh-huh. It's often when they do that to somebody, it's really distracting and it looks weird, but it looks pretty good. And Harrison Ford is in really great shape. In real life, he is 80 years old. So, I mean, he moves like a man several decades younger than he really is. So, you know, super nostalgic. When that music comes on, I practically get tears in my eyes when I hear that Indiana Jones music. It's 2 hours and 24 minutes. Could have been a little shorter, but it's fine and really fun. Good summer fun at the movies. Dean's List B+ on that one.
Get into a theater for a good movie and some clean, cool air. There you go. Have a nice holiday, Dean.
See you out on the race course.
Okay, be careful.